RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
7 o'clock, good morning from Rochester and Oak Hill Country Club. It is Tee to Green, a two-hour edition this week. We are live inside the beautiful clubhouse, getting you ready for what is round three of the Senior PGA Championship. And as we said, a special two-hour edition of Tee to Green here this morning. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, we're looking forward to being with you. Lots of great guests as it's a big week for the Western New York PGA as they are hosting the Senior PGA Championship here at Oak Hill Country Club. So, of course, we'll be spending the majority of the time talking about the tournament and what it means here for golf in Western New York. Also, of course, Brooks Koepka, a big win last week at Bethpage Black at the PGA Championship. We'll talk about that and what it means going forward for Koepka and for golf and just kind of how his dominance has been going as of late. Our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, of course, always a part of our show. We'll get that with Jeff as he'll tell you, of course, what you need to know to become a better golfer here along the way. As Tee to Green, live here at Oak Hill, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. As we said, Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Metis. We say good morning to Jeff first. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Brian. Fun to be here this morning, isn't it?
It's an exciting week. I know that you've been busy working hard here. You and the Western New York PGA staff and the section has been putting on a great event. I know that you guys are really proud to see this event kind of now in full swing here as we're halfway through the tournament.
Yeah, it's a couple years worth of work on the staff, literally, and I hate that word literally, but it's a couple years worth of work, and it's great. And you come here on a morning like this, the sun's just coming up over this beautiful golf course. You see all the buzz of activity, the players on the range, the superintendents getting the golf course ready, the volunteers getting into position. We're getting ready for a big day of tournament golf, and it's super, super fun. And, you know, like I said, I was fortunate to get to volunteer to be a starter on the 10th tee, so as a PGA professional, I get to watch the best senior players. I had a face-on look at all their swings and watching them interact and hit shots and stuff like that. So for me, it's very, very exciting, a lot of fun to be around, and something I really, really have been looking forward to here tomorrow, too, for the final round. So I yeah, it's just fun. It's very exciting. It's fun to be around.
And for those that maybe don't know what you mean by starter, you actually get to announce the name in the mic and hear the applause afterwards.
Yeah, it was fun. The highlight of the day was probably announcing Jeff Sluman, and he came to me before. He said, it says Florida on his card there, and he said, can you say I'm from Rochester? I'm like, yeah, I sure can. And we gave that Rochester crowd gave him a huge, huge round of applause. It was great to see him.
Yeah, I was there here yesterday following what was definitely the largest gallery on the course, with Sluman and John Daly and Paul McGinley were there.
Yeah, Kevin, we put Sluman in our Hall of Fame recently, so it was exciting to have him here.
Kevin Sylvester, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Great to be here.
It is. We're excited to be here. It's always great to come to Oak Hill.
Yes.
Regardless of why, but of course, when there's a tournament here, a professional event, I mean, it adds to the flavor of what is so great about coming here if you love golf.
Well, the drive up, the drive up was good, Brian. But yes. The drive up the clubhouse here, seeing all the piping, for the tournament, the event, just to see the grounds crew and the finishing touches on the golf course for round three. It's majestic. It really is.
Now you've seen a lot of places too, Kev.
Yes.
Yes. You've been to hundreds of golf courses with your jobs and everything else.
Yeah.
How does this rate?
Oh, I mean, it's up there. I mean, this is a major experience. So, I'm from the Northeast. I love the old Northeast golf courses, the look of it, the history of it. I haven't been. Listen, I haven't been to Augusta.
Okay.
So
Pebble Beach.
I've been to Pebble. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Pebble's different. Though,
yeah, you don't really have that drive-in.
Yeah, you don't have that drive-in. I'll tell you, Sawgrass, you have that drive-in.
Yeah,
the Players' Championship. That, what they've redone with that clubhouse is spectacular. But that's a newer, right? That's a newer clubhouse. This isn't this old, historic clubhouse. You drive up and you look at it and you're like, wow. Like, you know you're coming to something special here.
Does anybody have better trees than Oak Hill? I'm trying to figure. I've been around. I'm trying to think of a better treed golf course than Oak Hill. Just huge, majestic oaks everywhere you look.
It's really beautiful.
The only place I can think of might be Sahali.
Okay.
Out in the northwest. Maybe Olympic Club. Riviera's good. I'll tell you, Riviera, that place is special. The drive up is, you're coming kind of down a hill, but and then that course is down the valley. But you think of those trees on the par 3 16th hole, the white, I forget what they're called, sycamore, I think they're
called. Okay.
They are just fantastic looking. They're iconic to that golf course. They have some great trees at Riviera. I would say, if I had to think of, trees in a golf course here in Riviera, again, I mean, two iconic golf clubs in America.
Yeah. I think this place, I mean, just coming here, for me, to sit here, like we're, compare how great is this, there is still, though, no course that we know that has the professional history and the amateur history that this one has. This one beats them all in terms of that.
That's correct.
And we've talked about it before on the show, but it's the only venue in this country that has hosted the U.S. Open, the U.S. Senior Open, the PGA, the Senior PGA, a United States amateur event, as well as the Ryder Cup. There's no other venue in America or in the world that has done that. And that, I mean, part of what is fun about playing a golf course or being at a golf course is that, hey, I recognize this shot from TV, or, hey, I remember when so-and-so hit this shot in that tournament there. Or maybe if you've been fortunate enough, some people listening may have played Oak Hill, like that adds to it. But when you have the history that this place has, I mean, that's pretty special.
I've been to the USAM here when Sergio played. He lost. Yeah. It was Tom McManus, but it wasn't McManus. It was something along those lines. McKnight, I think, was Tom McKnight, I believe, won the USAM or beat Sergio.
Was it Keeney? Hank Keeney?
No.
That was a later.
Oh, no, excuse me. Keeney did win it here.
Yeah, Keeney won it.
I think he was the first one to hit it over the creek on 13, too.
That is correct. Keeney won it here. Sergio lost in the semifinals. Okay. But what was great was my wife came with me, and I don't think we were married at the time, but she's a Spanish teacher, spoke Spanish. So, I mean, in there at the AM, I mean, you're walking right with the guys. And Sergio had a wayward shot on 17 in the trees on the right, and he and his father was caddying for him. And my wife was interpreting for the gallery. I'm like, what's he saying? And she starts saying, and they come, man, what's he saying? She's like, well, they're talking about whether she hit a 5-iron low here or try to horse a 6, all these things. I'm like, wow, normal stuff, you're talking about. It's just in a different language.
Yeah, tons of history there. Every corner
you
look
at. Did you come to the Ryder Cup when it was here?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I was here. It was a wet week, I remember. I was here for just a day, but because our club was busy around the corner. Yeah, it was really cool. I've been here for the Opens. I've been here for a bunch of them. I've been fortunate to volunteer. I've been fortunate to have some nice dinners and had some nice roles here with this club. And for me to come back, as you guys have, we played it.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, you understand how difficult some of these shots are and how cool some of these holes really are. As we always say, TV doesn't do it justice. You know, you look at the 15th hole. I'm starting to talk about holes here, but yeah. But the 15th hole looks so much different here than it does on TV when you're playing it.
And they're changing that hole. They're going they're taking the water out. They're going to take the water out, and I believe the tee box is going to be moved back towards the clubhouse, the original, and you're going to hit uphill.
Okay.
And they're going to move that green up to the top of the hill where it originally was.
They plan to do that after this tournament.
Because they're hosting some more events, yes. Yeah, this club's just in line for event after event.
Yeah, the PGA Championship that we saw last week at Bethpage Black will be here in 2023. So we'll obviously talk about Koepka here in just a few moments.
Hey, I'm picking him to win that, by the way. 2023.
That might be a
you beat me
bet.
To it.
That's right. Hey, if obviously if you're listening to us on WGR, we appreciate you listening. You can also watch us on Periscope. If you don't follow us, you should do so on Twitter at T2G Buffalo. T2G Buffalo, letter T, number 2, letter G, Buffalo. And I just retweeted it out. But if you want to watch us live, we're actually in one of the nice.
So it's working. I got it working.
It is
right?
working. Okay, I'm watching good. It here on my phone as I'm looking up. Yes, we're
this
on
is the East Coast
well.
Halfway House is what it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's where we're in right now, where the West New York PGA is doing a lot of work this week.
Yeah, lots and lots of volunteers, people running all over. We do everything from starting, working the range, putting area, rules officials, markers, everything.
Yeah, we've got a lot of guests coming up. And we're going to talk about what maybe makes a tournament go on and just some of the golf side of it, the other side of it. Some good guests coming up here. Brian Carnes, who's the senior PGA Championship tournament director, is going to join us at 7:30, 8 o'clock, 2 hours this week. Looking forward to that. Steve Bartkowski, the executive director of the Western Europe PGA, he'll be with us. And then at 8:30, Rob Horak, the president of the Western Europe PGA section, from Shadow Lake. He'll be also with us here.
He's got a cool story because he played as a marker at the PGA Championship last time it was here with one of the players.
Explain what a marker is one more time
so
someone doesn't know.
There was an odd number of players, so they need someone to test his score, verify, and to help his pace of play.
Yeah.
And I forget with whom he played, but he got to play on the weekend at the PGA Championship here with and acquitted himself very well. As everybody knows, Rob's a very, very good player.
Yeah. Would you be ready to step in if they needed somebody this morning?
I'd do it. I'd just try to play real fast and not get in his way. Yeah, I'd be picking up every couple holes.
That's because, right. That's the other thing you can pick up as a marker.
Yeah, well, you're just there to test his score more than anything else. And and it's an honor. It's a great thing to do.
Some of the players that we're going to see today, there's definitely a lot of recognizable names. Even if you would just consider yourself a casual golf fan, you'll know quite a few of them. But there are only four golfers under par. Last week at the end of Bethpage at the PGA, there was only six golfers that finished under par. We know how hard that was playing. This course is playing hard as well. Of course, we know the wet spring that we've been having here. The rough is thick and tough to get out of. There's only four golfers under par right now. The top two, Esteban Toledo, Paul Broadhurst, who's the defending champion, by the way, of this event. They're both at minus -3. Scott Parrell, and then the name that probably most of you will recognize, Retief Goosen, a two-time U.S. Open champion. He won the U.S. Open in 2002 and 2004. He is at minus -1. Those are the only golfers that are under par. Some of the other names that you might recognize that are kind of in contention, Jerry Kelly is tied for 5th. He's at even. Scott McCarron, plus +1. Kurt Triplett, Paul Laurie, a former British Open champion.
Marco Dawson.
Is plus +1. Marco Dawson, that's right. Other names that you might recognize still with a shot to win. Bob May, most notably known for his duel, Kev, with Tiger at the 2000 PGA. He's plus +2. He shot a pair of 71s. Rocco Mediate, he was a fan favorite here yesterday. Ton of chance for Rocco. He's plus +2. Corey Pavin is plus +3, a former U.S. Open champion from Shinnecock. Vijay Singh, plus +5.
Don't forget Darren Clark and Jesper Parnevik.
That's right.
Plus +2.
They're plus +2. Yes,
Darren Clark,
I shouldn't have skipped
champion,
over those two.
Right?
That's right.
So.
He won a British. You're right. I shouldn't have skipped over them. But even other names that are playing earlier this morning that you'd recognize. Colin Montgomery is playing. Larry Mize, Jay Haas, Lee Jansen, Sean McKeel, who won the 03 PGA here. Tom Lehman, Steve Stricker. These are some guys that are playing this morning. Bernhard Langer is actually going off at 7:22, so he's going off in 10 minutes from now. So if you're coming out early this morning, by the way, if you have a ticket and you're listening right here, and maybe you're coming from Buffalo or somewhere else in Western New York, not near Rochester, near the course, you better get going. The tee times this morning go from 7 a.m. to 9:12, so they're getting it early in because they're expected late afternoon thunderstorms here today.
Yeah, they and think of the logistics to move everybody, all the volunteers, all the players, everything up a couple hours, even the superintendent, everything they have to do. Yeah, but they're ready for this. They've done this a million times, and this is what PGA pros do all the time. It was cool for me on Thursday when I started all that list of players you named.
Yeah.
I think I had almost every one of them on my tee, and the thing I noticed right away is, you know, we see the fitness, how it's crept into the PGA Tour. I expected, yeah, seniors, they kind of look a little bit more like me. No, they're still all fit. I mean, they're all in great shape. They're all hitting it hard still. Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
I mean, Bernhard Langer, I mean, he's just, you know, he, Retief Goosen, you know, some of these guys still compete on the tour. Stricker still plays mm-hmm. on the PGA Tour at times. So does Langer. Goosen will be in some events. Yeah, they have to be in shape. It's the same for them. I mean, they want to prolong their career yep. and keeping their body in shape to stay up with that.
So. The guy that I saw yesterday that didn't make the cut, but Chris DeMarco, looks like he's kind of really kind of got trimmer and looks
well,
really good.
Well, that's because his nephew's getting him to work out.
Yeah.
The former. Right. Right, he's not, Pat DeMarco.
Patrick DeMarco.
Yes. The Bills. No longer with the Bills,
no
right?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's still on the roster.
I think he's still full.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's our fullback, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Derek,
sorry,
the lone
Derek.
Fullback on the roster, I think.
He was used
DeMarco
so much
still still on the roster, right?
He was
the
used to,
yeah, he still is.
Well,
you.
They brought in so many running backs.
I know they did. Yeah. They keep signing running backs.
And tight ends and yeah. I get them mixed up.
That's right, absolutely. Yeah. But there's some a ton of recognizable names and you're going to see some great golf here today. Before we get more of our guests coming in to talk about the tournament, let's spend a few minutes on last week's PGA Championship. Kev, we'll start with you. Koepka almost let it slip away. Early back nine on Sunday. It got a little dicey, but he brought it home.
Well, you know, it was interesting. He got out to that big lead, thanks to the great round in round one, and played well again in round two, and was off to a good start in round three, but then, you know, caught some turbulence, if you will,
yeah.
and finished at par and said afterwards, you know, I'm just going to go think about nothing. I think the pressure, you know, he's starting to feel the pressure a little bit. Let's be honest. He was in New York to win back-to-back.
Oh, he's entering a historic zone, too.
Correct.
Yes.
And, you know, he wanted the media attention. Well, he got it, and he was getting it going to it. But he had such a big lead, and that's hard to play with. I don't think people can appreciate. I mean, when it's tight and you've got to hit shots and when you're trying to protect the lead when guys are hunting you down – your mentality is a little different when you've got a big lead. Oh, just don't.
It's a different mindset. Yeah.
Completely different mindset.
And you don't want to fall into that mindset. That's the whole problem. You want to keep playing your game, you know, stick to the plan. I'm sure he had a plan how to play every hole.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of it was that, but and how much of it was the weather.
Yeah, the wind was tough on Sunday.
He made four bogeys in a row right when the wind kicked up the hardest, and it was blowing pretty hard. He hit some bad shots, but he wasn't sloppy.
But think about his ball flight, Jeff, right? This is a high ball hitter
because he smashes it. Yeah.
He smashes it and carries it far. Well, that's not great for the wind.
No,
right. So
the wind will eat that up way more.
Yeah. Right. Yep. He's not a low trajectory player.
Nope.
So his ball flight, I think, fed into that wind too. But you know what I loved? I loved that he took out driver on 18.
I did too.
I thought that was just hey, I've got this. Even though he didn't hit a great drive and it was in some trouble, but he wasn't in terrible with a 2-shot lead. You know, like, I pitch it out to the fairway and here I go.
And how much is that going to help him going forward? I mean, that's almost the best way he could, because he's won other ways, and now he's one where he looked like he was going to be a gagging dog down the stretch and found a way to pull it together,
right?
And still won. So that's got to help your confidence.
Everybody's talking about that. Dustin Johnson, who was pushing him, and by the way, the two guys who finished runner up at the Masters finished 1-2 at the PGA Championship.
Funny,
right?
Yeah.
But you know,
one and two in the world too, aren't they?
DJ gets to one stroke and then bogeys the next two holes. Mm-hmm. But and people can criticize him for that. But well, hold on a second. You got to think of the mentality of Dustin Johnson. He's thinking, I've got to hit great shots. I've got to make birdies if I want a chance at winning this. It's not like he's not going, oh, I'm within one now. He's full down. He went in the day. I've got to make some magic happen here to catch Brooks Koepka. He's not thinking Koepka's going to choke.
And it's a hard golf course. It's a very hard golf course. You know, the scores reflected it. And that day was particularly hard, I felt like. So, you know, I thought Dustin Johnson played great, really. You know, just missing when he did miss, it didn't miss by much, it felt like. And the wind, you know, you watched Brooks Koepka on that par 3 hit an 8-iron 40 yards over the flag. That's the wind. Tour player doesn't miss his yardage. His number
is
by
correct.
40 yards.
Yep. Yeah. Look at he on Saturday, after going 63-65, shot even par, and his lead didn't change. It was 7 starting Saturday, and it was 7 going into Sunday. That all that group of big-name players, including Spieth and Rose and some of these other guys that were at 5-under, 4-under, 3-under, none of them could make a move. So even on Saturday when you sat there and said, oh, Koepka, you only shot even, it showed it was playing harder, but it also shows that he still was playing the best because no one gained any ground on him at all. In some sense, you could say, well, he left the door open a little by shooting even, but Kev, nobody got closer. It was still 7 going into Sunday.
You know, I always find it interesting at tournaments. So when we go work a tournament for PGA Tour Radio, you know, for example, tomorrow, the guys who are on the ground there, Dougie Bell, will probably finish up somebody early who goes out and shoots a great round in the morning.
Yeah.
And one of the questions we always ask is, hey, what number do you think's out there? What are the leaders going to face in the afternoon? And they'll know, hey, the golf course is going to change a little bit firm, but you know, a number of like 3-under, 4-under would be, it's out there. It's a 7-under. Sometimes we'll say, you got to really play phenomenal. They all knew in the final round the conditions were going to be, especially in the later afternoon. And that's something maybe we don't talk about enough. The guys who go out early in the morning, course is a little softer, yep. Right? It's not, I know you could fix spike marks now, but it still factors the growth of the green, right? I mean, that all that stuff factors in, and the weather changes in the late afternoon. I mean, it's usually calm in the morning. And that's why it was a good move to move everything up here today for this tournament. Believe me, the tournaments don't want to do that.
No, for TV.
For television.
And for the fans. And for the players.
And for the fans. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into play. Believe me, this decision to move it up because there might be a thunderstorm, that's not taken lightly. There's a lot that goes into that for the players and everybody involved to do so. But back to my point, they know what the weather's going to be. Koepka knew it was going to be some challenging weather down the stretch there.
Well, and typically I was with my superintendent, Dan, from Glen Oak, awesome guy, and he's explaining to me they hit the golf course typically on Wednesday with an extra dose of this thing called Primo. It's a growth suppressant. So by Sunday, the greens get firmer and faster every day because the 4 days is when that peaks, I guess. So, you know, as the week goes on, the greens don't get easier. They get harder to putt.
Right.
The chips don't become easier to get up and down. The rough gets longer. And then you add in the wind and the pressure. That's why you see things like that. And that's why you see even par being a really good score in that event.
Yeah, you mentioned that Koepka joining that historical group of guys that have won 4 majors now. McIlroy has won 4. Els has won 4. Ray Floyd has won 4. Jim Barnes, Bobby Locke, Willie Anderson, Tom Morris Jr., Tom Morris Sr., they call him Old Tom Morris,
Old
right?
Tom Morris,
yeah. And then
he's not so old to me anymore.
look at the group that he'd be one away from. Mickelson has 5.
Right.
Seve Ballesteros has 5. Byron Nelson has 5. Then you're getting into the Faldo, Trevino, Palmer, Snead group if you win 2 more. Like, I mean, he's still got a little ways to go.
Yeah, what's his over-under?
I mean, I don't know.
Vegas put it at 7.5.
Did they? I figured there's a number for that. 7.5 major shame. But
you know who has 7.5, 7 is Bobby Jones and Harry Vardon, and Tom Watson has 8.
But when Bobby the amateur was considered a major, right? When Bobby Jones won.
Because wouldn't Nicklaus have 20 if he counted his 2 amateurs?
I think. The U.S. amateur. Yes. And Tiger would have.
Right. Oh, he had 3 more.
I think Tiger had 3 of those, yeah.
But regardless, I mean, he's in a great class right now. Of course, we see a ton of guys that have won a major but can't follow it up, maybe can't have the stellar career that they had hoped for. But when you're up to 4 majors, I mean, that's especially in this span here.
Well, look at player. You know, the fascinating thing to me about using majors as a measuring stick, right? You know, for example, so Lee Jansen is playing today, right? I just saw his name.
Yep.
Yeah, he's won two U.S. Opens, Lee Jansen, 2. I mean, where would you consider Lee Jansen?
You know, right? I consider him a player whose game fit the Open. He was a very good player on tour. He wasn't an all-time great.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to take anything away from
Andy North.
Right.
Nice guy, great career, good announcer. Well, not one of the all-time greats.
Johnny Miller's won 2.
Where do you put Curtis Strange?
You know, at his time, I thought he was more dominant than some of the other players. Yeah, and he was the first. I mean, he did it here at Oak Hill, won back-to-back U.S. Opens. So that was the first in a while. And at the time, he was one of the best.
He was elite.
Yes. Yeah, he was number one in the world, where Lee Jansen was never number one in the world.
So, the other interesting thing is I look at a guy like Greg Norman, right? He won 2. He's got 2 majors.
He has 2 majors.
2 majors.
Yeah.
Great. You know, he's
28 seconds.
Both British Opens.
Right. He's more known for not winning the Masters,
right?
When Faldo, you know, that just epic collapse for Greg Norman. But you look at his career. So he's won two majors. His career is so much viewed highly regarded than these other players we just mentioned.
I think it's branding with him. You know, he had the hat. He was swashbuckling. He had the Australian thing going on. And he's had a company. And
John Daly, you could say the same thing about. He has two majors.
Yeah, John Daly to me is just a brand.
Right.
He looked rough on that tee Saturday.
He was yesterday walking up 18. He was riding up 18. He rode up. Then he hit one short into that hill. Into the 18th hole, and he looked disgusted, like he had to get out of his cart and walk up on the side of the hill and hit. And then he sculled one over to the back. It looked like he wanted it to be over with the way it was.
I watched Ken Green play a few holes during the week. He's playing with one leg. I don't know if anybody knows his story, but he has a prosthetic leg, and a PGA Pro friend of mine, John Hecker, was his caddy. Interesting, you know. I mean, there's John Daly taking a cart. I mean, you can see Ken Green would need a cart.
Right.
John Daly, I think those are different reasons. But interesting to see a guy that can play still at such a high level with one leg. So,
you know, here's my quick take on that, and we got to take a break. John Daly with a cart, and it could be debated, whatever. But, you know, having John Daly at the event adds to the event.
True.
It adds to the event.
It's probably factored into the decision.
Let's face it. Was he paired with Sluman by accident?
No, of course not.
He's in the feature group of the morning yesterday.
Much like Tony Romo a couple weeks ago at the Byron Nelson. People were debating, and I just, you know, our group was debating. I said, look, I think it's good for a guy. It brings attention to it. And I also think it shows everybody who's a club champion out there thinks they're good, right? I mean, because Romo's he's a plus 0.3, so he's scratch, all right? He's just a shade over scratch golfer. And there he is out there, and he doesn't make the cut.
Is it Brooks Koepka?
On his home club, right, that's correct.
Somebody said Brooks Koepka's scores lately, he's a plus 12, I've heard. Like, if you put his scores in from the last couple majors and stuff,
by the way, that makes him a bad guest at an invitational.
Yeah.
Plus 12.
That's right.
Gives you a lot of shots.
It'd be all right in a scramble.
Yeah.
You can use his drive a few
times.
That's
correct.
That's right. You wouldn't have to worry about the minimum two drives with him. That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, we get his shots in early.
That's right. Yeah. Let's take the pressure off. Let's use it now. That's right. Absolutely. All right. 7:25 here. We're live at Oak Hill Country Club, site of the senior PGA Championship round 3 underway. Tee times move up this morning. If you have a ticket, you're planning on coming today, you should come now. Tee times go from now through 9:12. The leading group, the leaders, Esteban Toledo, Paul Broadhurst, they are -3. Retief Goosen -1. They're going off front and back in threesomes, so an opportunity that'll be scattered all throughout the course today. Some cool PGA Junior League events today too.
Oh yeah,
we'll get to that. But a lot on this tournament. Coming up next, Brian Karnes, the Senior PGA Championship Tournament Director, joins us live here as we are at beautiful Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester. 2-hour show today on WGR. Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. More Tee to Green from Oak Hill right after this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
7:31 back on Tee to Green, live at Oak Hill Country Club, site of the Senior PGA Championship, round 3 underway. You heard there, it is time for the check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. This week, the PGA Tour, the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. And Jonas Blixt right now is your leader. He's at -9, one shot better than Tony Finau and Kevin Na. Rory Sabatini, -6. Big set of names at -5, including Spieth, Duffner, and Furyk.
You know, we were talking about iconic golf clubs before. Colonial.
True.
That place is phenomenal. Just. And, Brian, you would love the clubhouse there. Again, you know, it's an old Colonial. It's in Fort Worth, Texas, near the Sioux. But you come out, there's like a little alleyway between the clubhouse and, kind of the cart barn, I believe. And there's a statue of Ben Hogan.
That's cool.
But you go in the clubhouse in the pro shop, they have his office.
Yeah, untouched, right?
Untouched. And
kind of like Arnie's?
Yeah. Well, but Arnie's is private, right? This is, you know, I mean, it's not public, but for the members, but there's a rope line. You know, you can walk in a little bit, but you can't go by the desk. And then upstairs, where the banquet rooms are, there's a little room. It's the trophy room, Ben Hogan's trophy room, and all the stuff. I'll have to put out those pictures. Sometimes really.
Is it nicer than my trophy room?
It's slightly nicer.
Oh, just a, I got to upgrade.
A tinge.
I got to get some trophies.
It's nicer.
Yeah, so Blixt on top, Na and Finau, one back. And Jordan Spieth playing well again, tied for 5th. And now this is 3 weeks in a row. He played well at the AT&T before the PGA. Obviously was in the second last group on a Saturday with Koepka, and now 5th here today. Maybe he's turning it around. I know he's been asked quite a bit about slump, and he's like, well, I guess it's a good thing that he goes, I don't think I'm in one, but maybe because people are assuming I am, that means maybe I set the bar high, you know, based upon his previous record of playing so well.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's one major away from, the PGA, away from the career Grand Slam. So, absolutely.
Yeah. Good for golf when he's playing well, too. People like watching him play.
He's a star, man.
Really, yeah, he's a star.
Yeah. He's got a presence about him. When he first came on, people were like, it was almost Tiger-like in how he carried himself. He's a leader. I mean, you can just tell this guy's a leader. The other golfers look up to him, which may sound weird being a younger guy, but they look up to Jordan Spieth.
The conversations he has with his caddy was always, I thought, on television also, too, made him likable. People liked the way he was, you know, talking things out.
He's fun to watch.
He took charge, that sort of thing, like you said.
And it's known. He's got a sister with special needs, and I've seen him interact with her. I mean, just, you know, He loves his sister, you know, like.
Yeah. That's, yeah, he's just by all accounts just a great dude.
Yes.
On top of everything else.
Yeah. He is a good guy.
Who cares what he shoots? He's a good dude.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. 7:34 here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We're here at Oak Hill Country Club. 2 hours listening on WGR. If you want to watch us here, we're in the Oak Hill Clubhouse area, one of the halfway houses. You can check us out.
Are you inviting people to come in?
Well, we're inviting them in on Periscope, on Twitter, at T2G Buffalo.
We can see the 13th
Make sure you follow us.
Yeah, you can watch the 13th
Hey, we've
from
got
here.
Coffee. We've got breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, you should also follow us because it's the spot a lot of times where we tweet out videos for some great giveaways to our Tee to Green club.
By the way, finally.
Last week we gave away a Michelob Ultra.
Yes, I communicated with Mitch. By the way, Mitch. You spelled your name wrong. So I had to hunt him down on social media, but I found him.
Good.
And I got his address, so we'll get that out to him, the rangefinder through Michelob.
Can't help but spell your name wrong a couple times. Yeah.
We also...
Maybe you didn't want me to email him. Hope, I don't know.
There's a lot of people this week that came out. We gave away senior PGA tickets, quite a few pairs.
I feel like I missed somebody, by the way. We need to check that. No, I feel like
well, we should
I may
that
have.
Considering tomorrow the tournament's
right.
over.
Right. Well, if I did, I have because I have an extra pair, and I'm like, why do I have an extra pair here? And so we're going
to
check that.
Check
and
your
if
email.
I'm just saying this publicly. If I missed you, don't email me. We have a record of it. We'll leave them at will call for you for tomorrow.
Hey, good idea.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that works.
No doubt.
It's like when I work for the Sabres, there's always a pair of tickets at will call for somebody. I won't say who.
Elvis.
I won't say who they're left for, but always a pair of tickets at will call.
That's
anyhow.
It. Yeah, no doubt.
Just in case he showed up.
That's right.
What's that movie? Ricky Bobby. He left one every week at the will call too,
for
didn't
Elvis.
He?
Yeah.
All right. So people coming today, maybe this is their first time they've attended a pro event. Kevin, you go to a lot of them to work. What's a must do if you're a spectator today?
Well.
Beyond maybe where to go. Like, let's just talk about what to do, like what to expect.
All right. Well, first of all, plan for weather, right? Bring a rain jacket at least. All right.
Yeah, it's an outdoor sport.
Yeah. Clear bags because they don't let, don't bring a backpack.
Like you're going to a Bills game.
Yeah, like you're going to a Bills game.
Right.
A clear bag to bring in there. Some sunscreen. Always bring that. Comfortable shoes. You're going to want to walk and see this property.
Yeah.
And you want to follow a group there.
Yeah, bring comfortable waterproof shoes. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people, you see a lot of spectators wearing golf shoes.
That's correct.
Because it's hilly and it can be
and
wet.
And it's okay to wear your golf shoes.
Right.
Yes.
That's for sure. I would also expect to, well, not expect, when you see a marshal raise their hand, stop moving. That means stop moving. Don't talk. Put your on silent. Right, there's nothing worse than hearing a phone go off on the golf course. All right, and you might say, "Well, come on, how can they bother these guys?" Listen, they're playing for to win a major championship in the senior tour. They are playing for money. They're living. Okay, so this is their workplace. So respect that, and also I would expect to have a great time. You're going to see some great golf. These players are, they'll wave to you, after they hit a tee shot, they're walking up. It's okay to say, hey, go get them, Paul or Esteban. It's okay to say those things, but when they are approaching their ball, zip it. You see that quiet please sign go up from the marshals.
Yep.
Boom. And if you have any questions, ask the marshals. These volunteers, they spend all week. They're trained.
Yeah.
They're taking time off from work. They'll tell you where to go and
I
where
did
you need
the
to be.
10th hole on Thursday, and that's Brook Lee Country Club, a local Donald Ross, another Donald Ross golf course. They've been doing the 10th hole at these events for every one of them, so they know their way around. And as have all the other holes, there's a tradition amongst the clubs to marshal the holes. So the marshals are great. They know what they're doing. They've done this before. They'll get you going in the right direction. They'll tell you good spots to sit and watch a golf.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here's a good thing too. If you're if you're bringing a kid today, the crowds are maybe a little thinner than what they would be for the if you were here for the PGA Championship. It's a little easier to spectate today.
Yes.
But if you're if you are standing around and you see a kid, invite them to step in front of you.
That is yes.
We're here to do
there,
that, right?
Yes.
In terms of spectating, you're obviously going to be able to see over, the young boy or girl. So let them step up to the front because. We all love golf, but there's nothing like making a kid have that moment if they get to see something cool. And let them have the front row.
And if you see, by the way, players will often toss a golf ball coming off a hole to the kid.
Yeah.
If the kid drops it, don't pick it up.
Don't elbow him out.
Don't be exactly.
It's like
bigger
the foul
than
ball at the baseball game, right? When the guy with the beer jumps over the little kid trying to catch the ball, and then he spills it on everybody and all that sort of stuff.
You know what I like to do best when I'm at this event is the range. you know, being a golf instructor and having watched, studied golf swings for 30 years, you go and watch these guys hit balls. The swings have homogenized over the last 10, 15 years as we've learned more about instruction. So do you still see some of the different moves and the different ways that you can still be very, very good players with these guys?
I'll also tell you, if you want to get a souvenir, do that first. Like, you come in, go to the merchandise tent first.
They have a spot over there you can check your bag.
Well, that's why. Many, you can hold, you check a bag, keep it there, and get it on the way out. But oftentimes, if you wait till later, right, well, A, something might be gone. But B, you might be scrambling, and you might miss, hey, the golf's getting good here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
later in the day, the better the action. So that's why I'm saying go there
first,
take care of it.
You could look at it the other way. Wait till you're on your way out. Because you now have seen everybody wear all this stuff all day, and you can pick out what you like the best.
You don't want to be seen in the same outfit.
If you're like, hey, you know what? That guy, where'd you get that hat? I like that hat. I like that shirt. I want that one. Then you might not have to worry about checking in the bag to carry it around all day.
Well, and you know, the other thing they should expect is be amazed.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys still hit the ball crisp as ever.
They hit it plenty far.
The sound. I mean, it's just going to be – it's you're going to be in for a treat, for sure.
And some great, great photo ops. I mean, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to get – especially with the light and the trees and the hills and the players, everything around here, you're going to have some pretty cool photos you'll be able to take.
Brian will take photos with you.
I will.
If you see Brian
not
on the golf course today
– No, not for free.
It's a small donation.
Yeah.
To the
pretty much that breakfast sandwich will work, you know.
A beer. You'll take a beer.
I will. Right? Yeah. Once we're off the air at 9 here, right?
That's it, right. Hey, listen, if you see me on the golf course today, once the show's done, I'm not really working.
That's right.
Right.
I mean, I'm doing research, but, you know.
Yeah, you can write it off.
That's right.
Write those beers off, Kev.
We're out of town. It's a meal.
That's right. Also,
I'm not sure.
Here's another spectating tip for those of you that maybe have never come before. If you're sitting in the bleachers, or even if you're standing by the green, if one guy has put out, don't move until the rest of the group. I feel like it's always an annoying thing. Especially when if you're at a bleachers maybe that's full or close to capacity, if the first guy's put out, and maybe that's the guy you want to follow.
Yeah, it's John Daly or something.
Yeah, and then you get up, and you're like, I'm going to go to the next tee and go see him there. Meanwhile, the other guys are trying to putt still, and you're making noise in the bleachers or coming down and stuff like that. So stay still. Respect the whole group.
Yeah.
Do not touch a golf ball if it comes your way, by the way.
Yes.
We're giving a lot of do nots here.
Yeah.
What are the positive things we can do? Well, you can have a great day. Yeah.
But more importantly, explain it to your kids. Yep. So this happened to Koepka, actually, at the Byron Nelson on the second hole on, I think it was Sunday. It's a tough hole. He's playing 227 yards. I think he hit a 6-iron. Think about that for a second. But anyway, he tugged it just a bit. It's going left, and this kid was – you could tell he's a great athlete. He shuffled lateral like a shortstop and scooped it up, and his dad turned him down like, no! And some of the guy goes, no! And he's like – he dropped the ball, and he started running away.
Out of habit. Yeah, you see a ball come. Hey, I got to block it. Knock it down.
And then another gentleman who's in there said, it's okay. It's okay, son.
Yeah.
And if I'm Koepka – like, I want to tell Kevin.
He gets a glove.
Yeah, I want to say, you better get that kid a glove because that was going in the heather, brother. You know, like that.
That's right.
I don't understand the glove thing, by the way. You're not wearing that glove. You can't use that glove. It's not going to fit you.
Well, they sign the glove.
I know.
What are you going to do? Give him a club? You can't give him a club. You got to use it.
They should have something in their pocket. Like,
I would think, yeah. If you're Phil Mickelson.
A gift card.
Target. Autograph, like, baseball card.
Yeah,
I already autographed this. I hit you.
Yeah.
And, actually. That would be great.
Or sign their hat, the kid's hat.
Especially a guy like Phil Mickelson who hits a lot of wayward shots. And, you know,
That's a stereotype of him. It's not correct. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow.
He does.
But anyway, you know, hit spectators. You have a card already. Hey, I got hit by Phil Mickelson, and, you know, Phil signs it. That would be cool.
He should. Yeah, save him a lot of time. Probably help pace of play.
Absolutely.
Timmy, grab the card. Boom. Here you go.
All right, before we go to break, congratulations on our recent winner of our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge last week from the PGA Championship. Mark Waltz was our winner. Mark picked Koepka, first place, DJ, second place, and Rory, who was tied for sixth. So we had those three in there. He won on a tiebreaker. He picked the winning score to be -9. Koepka was -8. So he did very, very well. Actually, for most of the entries, almost, I would say at least half of them had Koepka. It was a popular pick. He was the Vegas betting favorite.
Right.
Koepka and DJ and Rory. So Mark Waltz got a night in the brand new hotel at Batavia Downs. He got restaurant credit at one of their restaurants and then free play money, all courtesy of Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. We'll run another majors contest for the U.S. Open. Which
next
is,
month.
Yeah, in mid-June.
Father's Day.
Father's Day
it's
weekend.
Not that far away.
No. At Pebble Beach.
That's what's nice about the new calendar.
I'm going to guess that Koepka and DJ will be popular picks for that.
Do you think if I pick Koepka again, it'll make the line move in Vegas? Probably not.
Did you see, we should go right here. Tiger had an interesting comment. He was at some public event, I guess. Somebody yelled out about.
It's a Tiger Jam.
Yeah, the guy that bet $85,000 on Tiger that we talked about.
Right.
And he said, yeah, it was a bleeping great bet. And then everybody laughed. And then as Tiger is about to, like, take his backswing, he actually stopped. And he goes, but the guy that bet me to win the Grand Slam, he goes, that was really stupid. Like, and everybody died laughing like that. Yeah, it was a pretty cool video.
Good stuff there.
That's right. Before we go to break, one of the things here the Western New York PGA does is benefit the Reach Foundation. A lot of some of the events going on this week benefit the Reach Foundation. Our little piece to the Reach Foundation is our Duster Challenge, Kevin.
Yes, the Duster Challenge. It's August 2nd at Fox Valley Club. It's on the putting green there.
Fourth annual?
Fourth annual. That's correct, Jeff. Yeah, I can't believe we're at four already, which is great. And listen, it's a small field. When I say small field, we cap it at 75. Just because, you know, you got to get through the night, but we put lights out there in the green. We've got music. We've got beverages. We've got food. It's a putting tournament, so anybody can do it. And it's a great time. Benefits the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation. DusterChallenge.com. That's with a D. DusterChallenge.com. That's where you register. Listen, if you can't make it, you can still donate. There's a donate button on there. And listen, you want to donate $5, $10, whatever. Whatever you feel like you can do, that would be great.
If you're a Tee to Green Club member, you get a discounted rate. Sign up
there. You can sign up there, get a discounted rate, 10% off. It's $50 bucks is a normal registration, so it's $45 bucks. We give you a gift for coming. It's a great time.
And I think we have 40 vets signed up for that whole pro just in Buffalo, so we're looking forward to that.
Which is great.
Which is what this benefits.
Absolutely. Yes. So please consider doing that. We announce the tournament while it's going on. It's fun.
You get your name on the electronic scoreboard.
Yeah, it's one of those things everybody does and like, wow, that was a blast.
The trophy's cool.
Trophy is great, and we are – you know what? I'm going to announce this right now. We haven't got approval and everything. Our good friend who passed away several years ago, Mark Pacer, who through Pro Golf Discount when I was in Tonawanda.
Friend of all of us, yes.
Was initially a sponsor and became just a great friend.
And a big part of why the show is still on the air, too.
Yes. Yeah. And so we are naming the trophy for the Duster Challenge the Pacer Putter. So we give away an old putter, and it's going to be now, you know, the Pacer Putter in honor of Mark Pacer.
Very cool.
So I'm thrilled about that. I'm thrilled his family was on board with that. They're thrilled about it. So that's the trophy's been renamed that, the Pacer Putter, and that's what you win if you win the Duster Challenge.
Awesome. All right, we'll step aside here on Tee to Green from Oak Hill Country Club. More on the Senior PGA Championship. We'll try to catch up with Brian Kearns, the tournament director, Steve Barkowski, the executive director of the Western York PGA, joining us in hour two. Also, Robbie Horak, the president of the Western York PGA section. All that coming up in hour number two as we roll on here from Oak Hill Country Club with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green continues right after this.
It's been so much fun these last, 2 years? Pretty close to 2 years. It's incredible. I don't think I even thought I was going to do it that fast. I don't think anybody did. And to be standing here today with four majors is mind-blowing. Today was definitely the most satisfying out of all of them.
Yeah, big extra fist pump for Brooks Koepka after he won his fourth major last Sunday officially on the 18th green at Bethpage Black as we welcome you back here to Tee to Green, Oak Hill Country Club, site of the Senior PGA Championship. Play is underway. Tee times bumped up early this morning due to the expected thunderstorms later this afternoon. The leaders, Esteban Toledo, Paul Broadhurst, along with Retief Goosen, tee off at 9:12. So if you're on your way to Oak Hill this morning, thanks for listening here on WGR. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, or you're also maybe watching us on Periscope today on Twitter at T2G Buffalo. We hope that you follow us there. But yeah, Koepka, four majors in a 2-year span.
It's an incredible run. I mean, He's won 50% of the majors over
back-to-back
the last 2 years.
PGAs.
Back-to-back PGAs, back-to-back U.S. Opens, and came close at the Masters again.
That's right. So. It'd be fun to watch him at the Open. Think anybody be picking him?
Yeah, I think everybody's going to be picking him for sure. But let's remember this. It's Pebble Beach. It is not as long of a golf course as Bethpage Black and as other venues. And you never know what you're going to get on the coast.
Weather, yeah.
Weather-wise.
They've had a wet spring, right?
Very wet spring. Very wet spring. And I think that's going to bring a lot. Well, depending on the course setup, it should bring more players into it at Pebble.
Yeah, and that's par is going to be a good score there once again. That's what the USGA, I think, and we've all noticed, I think, in the last few years, the USGA's kind of softened their golf course setup, too. So,
and do you think the PGA's hardened their golf course? I mean, just look at Bethpage Black. You choose a venue like that. You choose a venue like this here at Oak Hill.
They're picking great golf courses is what they're doing, right. First and foremost.
Bethpage Black is hard.
Yeah.
But I don't think they set it up unfair.
Right. I think the PGA, I know because I've been in the meetings, they want good scores. It's not, they don't need to have par. They just want a good tested golf and let the best player win. They don't want it to be unfair, obviously, and they're not afraid of someone shooting 18 under par. If they're playing that good, go shoot that score. I feel like the USGA, if guys start to get too far under par, they try to bring that back down closer to
then
par.
They trick out the course.
Yeah, that's what they've done in the past. Yeah. I don't know they've done it the last couple years. And to that defense, that we were trying to get Brian Carnes here this morning, I think because of the move up of the times, this guy's got a lot to do. He's going to try to catch up with us if he can, but he's pretty busy. So I'm going to
give up. I always think par. I think there should be value on par.
There is.
Yeah, there is a value on par. Right. You're not going over par when it comes
to this tournament.
That, right?
Might have an over par winner. There's only four guys right now that are under par, and it's less and less here as the days goes on.
I mean,
this
golf course is a hard golf course. Yeah. But it's also a great golf course to play.
But it's fair.
It's fair.
There's plenty of room to hit it. The rough is supposed to be hard. It's a major championship. We've had a wet spring.
No player I don't think the rough is going to be complaining about this course, right?
I walked around.
In terms of its setup.
Well, you come here to know what to play. You know what you're getting.
That's right.
It's not a surprise.
The rough isn't as penal as I anticipated when I came up here Thursday because of our wet spring. I just thought it'd be this juicy, thick mop of stuff, and it's not that bad. It's down to 2.5 inches. They've kept it up pretty good, and you know, it's fair. It's hard, but it's certainly fair.
I wonder what the maintenance budget is here at Oak
Hill. I actually know.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Yeah. Well, you can't tell it on here.
Yeah. It's a little more than mine. I'll put it that way.
Right. You're telling me Glen Oak and Oak Hill don't have the same
budget?
Well,
we both have Oaks, so yeah.
And great pros.
Yeah, and great pros. And they also get equipment that's, you know, they'll have equipment for the week. They don't, if I understand it correctly, I think John, or whomever the vendor is, will send in a whole bunch of mowers and stuff.
Sure.
Tons of superintendents come in and help out for the week from the area and the region to help make sure everything's done well.
Yeah. Well, this morning when we were getting ready for the show out here on the 13th hole, which is just steps away from where we're broadcasting from, I mean, there were six guys in one bunker raking, three or four other guys walking around the green, two other guys have blowers, they're trying to blow stuff around the edge. Like, I mean, that was a massive crew just on one green, and they've got people up in the fairway, up by the tee box, and it's on every hole. So,
and they do it at night,
quite a bit.
Too, when the round's over.
A lot of lights on. Yep.
Yeah, you just see, you see the, I love seeing this at the Players' Championship, right? The maintenance budget of that golf course is significant, much like it is here. And to see the parade of mowers and equipment to go out and work on the golf course after the round, too. Not just before, but after. It's incredible.
Yeah, I was here with my super yesterday. Thursday. We were quite jealous.
Yeah.
Quite jealous.
Yeah, this is just one of many great events in Western New York for you, chance to watch golf. Of course, the senior PGA players here. We've got the International Junior Masters in East Aurora in June, which will be here at the LeeCom.web.com event at Peak and Peak, and the Porter Cup will be at the next week. We'll be at Niagara Falls Country Club for getting you ready for the Women's Porter Cup. Speaking of the Porter Cup, the Men's Porter Cup. If you are interested in maybe qualifying, if you're a good player listening, Porter Cup qualifying is on Monday, June 24th at Niagara Falls Country Club. If you have a USJ handicap of 3 or less, you can participate. Go to PorterCup.com to sign up. But we'll be at Niagara Falls Country Club next week getting you ready for the Women's Porter Cup. With all that talk, Kev, about the Women's Amateur at the Augusta National event this year, the Women's Porter Cup, I know that people in the Women's Amateur game are excited right now.
Oh, absolutely. That event has certainly grown year to year and the more emphasis on it. I think Brooke Henderson winning it, the second one, certainly has helped that event and raised its status. So, And it's great that they have the Women's Porter Cup, Men's Porter Cup, a Senior Porter Cup. I think it's a great tradition. And, well, frankly, the Women's Porter Cup has created its own tradition. So it's really Mr. Oakley who runs that event.
Yep. Yeah, we'll be talking with Brian Oakley next week. All right, step aside here. Another hour to go, though, here on Tee to Green, our special edition from Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, the Senior PGA Championship going on. We'll talk with the executive director of the Western New York PGA, Stephen Barkowski, when we return, along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Colziel, Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. Thanks for being with us. Tee to Green, hour number two, coming up next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.